Welcome to Season 2 of Busting Addiction and Its Myths, sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, where we offer a modern approach to recovery, breaking with tradition by introducing new technologies that help disrupt the cycle of addiction. To learn more, visit us at safehouserehab.com and click on the video, or contact us at info@safehouserehab.com, and we'll tell you about our $1,000 airfare allowance and referral rewards program. My name is Bruno J., and here's why I created this podcast. Our research has shown that despite the opioid epidemic and the worldwide panic over the ravages of addiction, we didn't see that treatment centers were doing anything different to break the cycle more effectively and improve the odds of long-term success. So we have set out to do things differently and to let all those who love an addict or alcoholic know more about the advances in treatment that we represent. Here's what we're doing differently. We have designed our diagnostics and detox to isolate and treat opioid and multi-addiction, example, alcohol plus opioids plus speed, more effectively, given that these are the new challenges of addiction in the 21st century. We integrate leading-edge technology into the recovering process, thereby disrupting the disorder, speeding the recovery of brain health. Clients come to treatment with damaged brains. This is a given. We pay attention to the importance of dopamine and other ingredients vital to brain health recovery. Traditional rehabs don't provide anywhere near the tools and close guidance that clients truly need to help keep them clean and sober for life. We do it right. First, we advise our clients to go into our sober living facility to serve as a transition to normal life, and we absolutely outperform traditional rehabs when it comes to providing a structure for long-term recovery. So if you love an addict or alcoholic and you feel like your loved one is sucking the oxygen out of your life, is stealing your money, stealing your peace of mind and your sanity, this podcast is for you. If you're feeling rage and shame and he or she is living rent-free in your head 24/7, this podcast is for you. I hope to have you gain a better understanding of the nature of addictive disorder and the invisible effect it has on your psyche. It's my fervent hope you also gain a little more compassion for your loved one and for yourself, in spite of this cunning, baffling, and powerful disease. To paraphrase an author in this space, we struggle because we love. I've had many listeners ask that I talk more about addiction as a family disease, so let's call this episode number 5, number 18 overall, How Sick Are You Really? That's kind of a provocative title, but I choose to make some very important points. One, you wouldn't believe how much denial there is in a family where one family member is an active addict or alcoholic or both. There's the business of shame that says, oh, please let it not be so. I can't disclose this to any of my friends or relatives. And God, if Aunt Jenny finds out, she'll blab the whole thing to everyone. And then what? So at the outset, what it will look like to others is a huge part of our worry. And denial is, at first, just a way of avoiding the truth and the inevitable. Because you see, this is a progressive disorder. Addiction keeps marching along forward, and there is no cure. 2, denial is not a conscious thing. So please remember that there's no shame in denial. Denial lives in the subconscious. And all it takes to bring it to consciousness is to become aware that it is happening, to not be afraid. You are not unique in that it happens to everybody who has an addict or alcoholic in the family. This is a critical part of coming to grips with the powerful effect that codependency has on the family. And I have to say, first and foremost, mom, and then second, a wife. 3, when you hear that addiction is a family disease, and it's true, remember that it goes way beyond a simple idea that sounds like this. Everyone in the family is affected. Well, truth be told, that's a lame and superficial way of describing the effect that addiction has on individuals in the family and how it really whacks the family dynamic itself. To me and to those who study addiction and are very well versed in this disorder, it's more like this. I quote this from an earlier podcast episode. Addiction affects mom in the same way as if she stuck a needle in her own arm. Now, that's harsh, but I hope that it makes a point that the whole family ultimately starts acting crazy without knowing that that's where they're heading, because addiction has an unseen effect on your emotions. Quote, there are no signposts on the road to hell, according to one of my favorite authors, C.S. Lewis. Truth is, there are signposts, but we don't see them until it's too late. So let us tell a story, which I shall borrow from Melanie Beatty's book called Codependent No More, How to Stop Controlling Others and Start Caring for Yourself. The title and subtitle say a lot already. She defines codependency. We'll get to that in a moment. It's largely about the illusion of control because she is dancing with the devil but doesn't know it. And she, the mom or the mother or the wife, not Melanie Beatty, she's dancing with the devil but she doesn't know it. And she is so focused on controlling her husband's drinking and other insane behavior that she has stopped taking care of herself. Does that sound familiar? So here is my little true life story, courtesy Melanie Beatty. Patty was in her mid-30s and been married for 11 years before she sought help from a private therapist. Before she had her three kids, one of whom had cerebral palsy, she had many friends and hobbies, worked as a nurse, and had a busy, interesting, and fulfilling life. Since the birth of her children, however, she had gained a lot of weight, become isolated from her friends, and had lost her enthusiasm for life, and had even contemplated suicide. But she rejected that idea because too many people depended on her. She didn't even know what she was feeling, but it wasn't good, and then she felt guilty just for feeling that way. She says, my family and friends think I'm a tower of strength, always there, always in control, but the truth is, I'm falling apart. I cry at the drop of a hat. I scream at the kids and have no interest in sex, at least not with my husband. The therapist dug a little deeper about her relationship with her husband. And so Patty went on to reveal that her husband had a drinking problem before they were married and cut back, and he had cut back on his drinking after they were married and had generally been a good provider, all of which allowed her to stay home and care for their children. But her husband tried to control his drinking on his own, did not attend any AA meetings or join any support group, and now when he wasn't on a bender acting crazy, that is drinking, when he wasn't drinking, he was angry and hostile. In my world, we recognize this as a dry drunk. What's frightening is I do not know what's happening to me or who I am anymore, she says. Does your heart go out to this nice lady or what? Believe me, I have heard stories just like this in the Al-Anon meetings I've attended. The therapist simply said at that point, maybe your husband is an alcoholic, and your problems are caused by the family disease of alcoholism. Patty says then, how could that be? My husband doesn't eat and drink that often. Well, further discussion revealed that Patty's dad was an alcoholic who had sobered up when Patty was in high school, but since had attended AA meetings to become a productive member of society and a good father. But even though he's sober now, my dad's drinking years were some pretty crazy years for our family, she goes on to say. So Patty is not only married to an alcoholic, she's what we call an adult child of an alcoholic or an ACOA. Just like my own daughter, who not only had me as her active alcoholic father until I sobered up when she was 17, but also had a codependent, my daughter also had a codependent controlling mother and an emotionally abusive husband whom she finally divorced just a few years ago. My daughter is a big girl now with two little girls of her own, as being treated for PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. I can't imagine why, right? And yet, she is a genuinely beautiful, generous, loving, quirky, funny person who has finally emerged into the sunlight and seems deeply happy for the first time in her life. And by God, she deserves it. No less than anyone, including dear Patty, of whom we speak now. Patty had been profoundly affected by her husband's alcoholism and that of her dad's in her most formative years. Was she expected to magically overcome the way she had been affected just because her dad stopped drinking or her husband went on the wagon again? Of course not. Patty's therapist advised her to attend Al-Anon meetings and also ACOA meetings, adult children of alcoholics, where she learned that she could begin to heal from the damage to her emotional well-being and begin to listen to, identify, and trust what she was feeling. She was taught about the primary colors of feeling, mad, sad, glad, afraid, ashamed, or hurt, and to simply accept them and let them pass through her, not try to fight them off, because pain starts with us stuffing our feelings. For alcoholics, that means we need a drink to keep the feelings down. And for codependents, like Patty, that means trying to control the situation and the person and feeling resentful when reality doesn't behave in the way that we want it to. We become sick ourselves. So the answer to the question, how sick are you really, is you don't really know until you dig deep, peel away at the layers of denial, and cut through the fog of confusion, guilt, and the loss of self-respect by talking about your life and your feelings with a person who knows the disease of alcoholism and addiction. And you will discover you are only a codependent, and you can surely do something about that. You will learn about a healthy response to life. You will learn about a healthy detachment from your loved one's disease. You will allow your loved one to experience consequences and not deny him the opportunity to learn from his mistakes. You will no longer make his agenda your agenda. You will learn the art and joy of swimming in your own lane even though you share the pool. You will no longer be tied to him with an emotional chain that has you up when he is up and down when he is down. You will value the independence of your thoughts and be guided by doing the right, honest thing, not by what he thinks of you or by what you can manipulate him into doing. You will be liberated from the disorder one day. Yes, you will, and that is a magnificent promise, isn't it? So what have we learned today? One, addiction and alcoholism are known as family diseases because they affect every member of the family in profound ways that are not evident to the family. Two, family members of alcoholics, addicts may feel depressed and anxious, but they do not know why until they seek professional help, ideally from a therapist who is trained in addictive disorder. Three, deeper digging into a family member's history may also reveal that a family member is also an adult child of an alcoholic, an ACOA, which has warped, this condition warps that person's response to reality, particularly response to other people in an intimate relationship. You know, they get caught up in the illusion of control. And they don't know that they're dancing with the devil until they know that they're dancing with the devil. Four, ultimate liberation from the profound effects of addictive disorder is possible, whereby a former codependent is now free to live a life unencumbered by fear, shame, and worry, having regained the full measure of self-respect. Thank you for tuning in today. It's my fervent hope we've given you new insight and new hope that will lighten your burden. For our hearts go out to all who suffer the effects of addictive disorder. Please give us your feedback at info@safehouserehab.com. By all means, ask us any question you like, and we'll answer on air, if you will. And if you want to leave us your first name and city, we'll recognize you too, of course. This podcast is sponsored by SafeHouseRehab.com, where we take a modern approach to recovery, something all families of those who suffer deserve. Tune in next week for more.